The recent spate of shootings nationwide is ratcheting up the debate over what to do about it in Florida. So Matt Gaetz, a Republican state representative from Fort Walton Beach, figures the answer is to make guns more visible. He's sponsoring a bill that would allow those with a concealed carry license to openly carry their firearms. He claims this will make us all safer.
In the year 2012, we had 42 states that allowed open carry and 8 that did not. It is important to note that in the states that allow open carry, violent crime was 23% lower. The murder rate was 5% lower. The aggravated assault rate was 23% lower. And robbery rates were 36% lower.
All right, to check on the veracity of this data, let's chat with PolitiFact Florida's Josh Gillen. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Steve.
So that's a pretty heady claim that violent crimes in open carry states are one-third lower. What's PolitiFact's ruling on that one?
Well, this is a very interesting one. Now, we rated this half true, and you're going to have to bear with me here, Steve. This one gets a little complicated because the number that Gaetz is using is correct. For the 42 states that he's referring to, the crime rate actually is 23% lower, and that's because you got to kind of consider the states that are involved here. Now, these statistics come from 2012, and that is because that's the last year that federal data is available for this, so that's fair for him to do that. Now, when we're talking about the states involved, that is Florida, Texas, California, South Carolina, Illinois, New York, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. And those are the 8 states he used, so they were some of the most populous states in the country. And there's a lot of factors that are tied up into their crime rate, okay? You're talking about very dense urban populations. You're talking about all sorts of different racial and social makeups, just any number of factors here. And we need to keep that in mind because statisticians and experts and even pro-gun groups that we talked to said, you can't just take this number, this difference between these two different sets of states, and make the kind of inference that he's making. Now, Gaetz was sure to tell us that he didn't think that we necessarily could extrapolate anything from that. You know, he was being honest here. He was saying that there's a lot of factors that go into a region or a state's crime rate here. But what experts are telling us is that, yes, there's so many differences. You can't use this statistic in a policy discussion at all. It doesn't tell you if open carry makes it safer or less safe. There's just too many factors involved in the difference here. And even if he had taken an average of more than just the 1 year that he did, it still wouldn't be enough to really draw any inferences from. So for that, we really penalized him on the truth-o-meter because while it's an accurate statistic, it's just not germane to the topic. So we called it half true.
So this sounds like one of those claims where it depends whatever side of the spectrum you're on, you can draw your own inferences from it, right?
Well, actually, what they're telling us is that you shouldn't do that at all. And even the head of the pro-gun group opencarry.org, he agreed with Gaetz's statement that open carrying of a firearm doesn't make things any more dangerous. But he said this is not the point that you could use in order to make that statement. So we need to keep that in mind.
Matt Gaetz went on to say that shrill voices on the left will claim that open carry will lead to the Wild West. Can we expect a ruling on that?
Well, the legislature is going to get this bill because it got out of committee, so we're going to keep everybody straight shooters on this one.